Amen. Well, it is a pleasure to be up here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be up here. Although this is something different than I've ever done before, this ain't going to be much of a message. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's more of a warn and inform. Amen. But I hope that it's that in some way it serves you. And in some way, I hope it helps you and informs you. I think you'll all agree that the world we're living in today is totally different than the world we were living in this time last year. Amen? And I want to say this with all conviction, and we have felt it less here in Alabama than it's been felt in other places in the world. Amen? I can tell you a lot of stories from what happened when we were in California when this thing first broke loose. I can tell you a lot of things that's happened from around the world that's happened and the shutdowns and the lockdowns and the things that have taken place there, the freedoms that have been lost worldwide. Miss Orlean this past Sunday asked for a prayer request for a missionary in Scotland, because in Scotland, supposedly, they can't veer but like maybe 5 miles from their home. I work with nurses from the Philippines, and as soon as this COVID thing broke out last year, they were given passports, and there was only one person per household that could leave. They had to have that passport, and only one person from the house could leave their home. So we're experiencing and we're living in a different world. Amen? Now, So this is not going to be I told Brother Bowen, I said, I wish I could get up and just did a 3 points and a poem and out of here. You know, I can do that real good. I like that. This is not like that. I do want to inform you. I think if you're going to make decisions on some things, I think you need to have the information to make the correct decisions. Amen? And that is my purpose. And so my message is going to be long on warning and short on message. I do have a message at the end, amen, called, if you want a title, it's titled Babylon, amen. I was talking with my friend, I appreciate Brother Ron being here. Brother Ron been preaching for 57 years. He's almost got his Bible right, my friend Bill, who's been my friend for many years and stuck by me and helped me and been an encouragement to me for over 20 years, I appreciate him being here. If you will, go ahead and take your Bibles, I guess, to open them up to Psalms chapter 40. Excuse me, Psalms 40. There's so much misinformation today that we could discuss any topic we want, and I can go and I can find the information to confirm my beliefs, or I can also find the information to deny what's being said. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Will you agree? I mean, it's all a part of Satan's lies. He is the father of lies. Amen. And so we have a lot of misinformation out there. What I'm going to share with you tonight, I am going to get into some of the things going on in the world, because I do believe it's important, and what I'm sharing with you tonight is by no means to be taken as medical advice. What you need to do and the decisions you make for your personal health, anything I mention, for your personal health, you need to talk with your personal health care physician. That's not what I'm up here for, amen? But I am up here to warn you. It's just like I would warn you of anything if I saw something going on. I don't think I would be a true brother and a true family member to you if I didn't warn you about things that I see. Amen? And please don't take anything I say as being mean-spirited, because that's not my intent. I say everything and I love. We are living in a different world. But I tell you what, we still have a God that supplies all our needs. Amen? He supplies all our financial needs, our physical needs, our spiritual needs, and He's still on the throne. Amen? And I want to keep that in mind tonight. But these last days, there's going to be a lot of lies, and there is a lot of deceptions. I told you that the last time I was here, that's the way Satan works. He has deception followed by confusion, followed by division, and followed by destruction. And I don't want to cause any of that in here tonight. Amen? Turn with me to, I said Psalms 40, turn to 43, Psalms chapter 43. I've already started outlining to you, amen. It's Psalms 43:1 I want to look at. And the Bible says, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man." And then look with me in Psalms 120. Psalms chapter 120. I'm going to look at one other verse here. Psalms 120, verse 2. The Bible says, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." What I'm going to start out with tonight is not much of an introduction, but it does have to do with world events, and it does have to do with the coming Antichrist. And what I'm going to give to you tonight, right now, is the beginning of some facts and figures from Dr. Simone Gold. I don't know if any of y'all, how much current events y'all cover, but Dr. Simone Gold was one of the doctors that stood up against some of the lies and everything that were being told when the COVID-19 thing first hit. And the first thing she talked about was the Wuhan virus. And that's what it was called originally, was the Wuhan virus, because just like with all epidemics, they're usually called by where they came from. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Why? Because it was first noted in Rocky Mountains. You had the Spanish flu. It was called the Spanish flu because it came from Spain. You have Lyme disease because it was first noticed in Lyme, Connecticut. It was called the Wuhan virus, but because of the Communist Chinese Party, And the way they were able to manipulate the media, they had to change it. So it changed from the Wuhan virus to coronavirus. Well, when it changed to the coronavirus, doctors got confused because there were like six other coronaviruses. And when they said, well, it's coronavirus, they didn't know. So they changed it again. And that's how it got its name, COVID-19, or Coronavirus Identification 19. Dr. Gold didn't say this, but there's a good YouTube video out there by Robert Breaker. He used to be a missionary to Honduras. He got the acronym COVID, and he put Certificate of Vaccination Identification. And that's a pretty good little video if you care to look at it. But the name was changed for a third time to COVID-19. I want to say, following its branding of COVID-19, there were more lies that were told, including the lie about the hydroxychloroquine that you heard so much about. Hydroxychloroquine had been used for 65 years effectively, and used from everybody from infants to the elderly, including the most critically ill, in Africa and other places. But this was pushed aside, and this was covered up, and they tried to lie. They lied about it, how the effectiveness and the safety of this drug that had been used hundreds of billions of times safely. And now they're saying that an investigational drug that's been out less than 6 months is safe, but this cheap drug over here, generic, that is not safe. Now, this is Dr. Simone Gold that's where I'm getting my information from here, okay? This isn't just something that I pulled off Facebook, okay? I want you to understand that. I'm trying to get you some truth out, okay? And here's what she said. How powerful a tool. Let me give her your credentials, too. Dr. Simone Gold is a medical doctor. She got her MD by the time she was 23 years old. By the time she was 25 or 26, she had her law degree from Stanford. So I'm not giving you information from a nobody. Okay, this is a doctor with a very high IQ who I'm getting this information from. She says how powerful a tool scientific deformation is, and we must reference not Nazism. I'm not going to go into all that, but during the Nuremberg trials back in the 40s, they got people and they sterilized them, they annihilated them, they got people with, they euthanized them, millions of them, in the name of public health and the greater good of society. Just keep that in mind. That was in the 1940s. They called that pseudoscience back then. I think that when we look back at what's going on today and around the world, I think they're going to look back and they're going to probably say about the same thing as what's going on right now. It's pseudoscience. Amen? Again, I'm not trying to convince you of anything, but I am going to give you some facts and figures here. It was later, I want to bring up six things about the COVID shot, okay? And I want to give you these six things because I think you need to know. And you need to be able to make a good educated decision on what you want to do with your health. And I think you need to be informed. And I'm going to tell you facts and figures so that you can make an informed decision. I'm not here to hurt anybody or to sway you. I just want to inform you. And I think I'd be wrong if the Lord gave this to me and I didn't. Amen? The COVID vaccine is experimental. That's scientifically and medically a fact. The vaccines, they are in experimental stages only. The trials for the Moderna vaccine will not be done until October of 2022. And the trials for the Pfizer vaccine will not be through until January of 2023. Now, what Dr. Simone said here said, if you want to take an experimental vaccine, God bless you. That's her words. Amen. But you do need to know the facts. Amen. The second thing, these vaccines are being used under emergency use authorization. What I just told you earlier about the hydroxychloroquine and two other drugs that they sit there and they put all this disinformation out, they did that because they could not bring these vaccines out and they could not use them if there was another pliable resource that could be used to treat SARS-CoV-2. Hydroxychloroquine has been proved in hundreds of sources to be proven effective in SARS-CoV-2. But the fact is that if they would have brought that out, in Dr. Simone Gold's words, that would have ruined their gravy train. Now, just the facts. Number three, pharmaceutical companies do not even pretend to claim that the vaccine prevents transmissions between other people. By definition, a vaccine is supposed to prevent transmission from one person to another. This COVID shot does not do that. And I just saw it; just amazed me. I don't watch the news. I'm just going to tell you, I don't watch news. I get resources from emails, and there's certain people I follow on YouTube's and I don't very seldom do you see my TV on. But we had the TV on the other day, and I had to snicker. Because they said, well, now it's safe if your grandmother has had the COVID shot and you've had the COVID shot. They said to still keep your separated, don't get together, you know, don't be in the same household unless you have to. Well, now they're saying if you both have the shot that you can. I found that disturbing. Amen. I didn't even realize that. Number four, the fourth thing. I've got six things. They do not claim that it can reduce hospitalizations or death rates. So you're taking an experimental vaccine that will not even reduce your hospitalizations or reduce death rates. I think you need to know that. Amen? That's shocking. That's shocking. Five, it was based on a small group of people who got infected. They rolled out a vaccine that they're sending out to billions and billions of people based on Moderna's 53 people that became symptomatic. 53. Pfizer's 32, and Johnson & Johnson 77 people. That's how they rolled this out. And you say, no, I don't know about that. Yes, there were tens of thousands of people in the trials, and they gave some of them the medicine, and they gave some of them placebo. But how they, the numbers and the people that they used to say that this shot was safe were the numbers that I gave you, 53 people during the Moderna, from the Moderna trial, 32 from the Pfizer, and 77 from Johnson & Johnson. That was the numbers used to say this is a safe medicine to give out to millions of people. Again, you just need to know and understand that's how it was determined effective. In six, there's a thing called VARS, where VARS is a vaccine reporting station that was set up back in the 80s by the U.S. government. Now, Dr. Simone Gold got up there and she says, you know, I've been a doctor, and she's an emergency care board certified emergency care physician for over 20 years. She says, I've never even heard of this. I've been a registered nurse for over 25 years. I've never heard of it. But supposedly there is a thing set up to where if there's any adverse reactions, we're supposed to report it to this site that nobody seems to know about. The reporting system that's set up, though, but I want to tell you this. There has been some reports, and from the COVID shot, there have been 714 deaths out of 50 million doses. And you say, well, does that number, what is that number supposed to mean anything to you guys? Not really. What do you got to compare it to? The influenza shot. Out of 150 million doses of the influenza, three times as many, there's been 15 deaths. So you're looking at 15 deaths from the influenza vaccine versus 714 deaths from the COVID shot. And the influenza was given three times as much, okay? I just want you to understand a little bit about what's going on there. So we've got an experimental drug. Amen? It's approved under emergency use only. It's not proven to reduce transmissions to other people. Now, it may eventually prove to do that, but it's not proven that now. It's not shown to reduce hospitalization or death. It's approved on a very tiny number of folks, of people that became symptomatic. The VARS death rate is 100 times that of the influenza. 100 times the death rate. This doesn't even include the long-term effects that I have watched scientists and everything, and it would scare you to death if I told you and if the things that happen come out. But these numbers right here are just what I'm sticking with, what's known and true. From Dr. Simone Gold. There is death associated with it. I've lost an aunt, 89 years old. She honestly didn't die from COVID. She refused all treatment. She goes, I'm not going to do that. She goes, I'm not going to have you put that on there and suffocate, and I feel like I can't breathe and all that. But I've lost people, and it's sad. It's sad. But, you know, most of the people that have died have been over 70. They've been obese, and they're diabetic. Or either they had severe heart conditions. And we know those groups that die from it. And those groups, and it's mostly being obese and diabetic and elderly, over 70. But after 1 year of filling us with fear after fear after fear, it looks like there's going to be a mandatory vaccine coming out real soon. Okay? But I do think that you need to know about it. Now, I'm almost through. I'm going to give you just a few more numbers here. And I'm going to finish this, and we're going to get into a message. Amen. I'm going to try to get God in this thing here in a little bit, okay? Y'all bear with me. Y'all can go home and take your antidepressants. You know, women hide all the guns. So, I'm going to try to get through this. This is very hard for me. Not because... I don't believe it. It's just hard to get up and talk about. Amen. But I honestly am doing this out of love, so you'll be informed. 2020 comes with almost undistinguishable from every other viral epidemic. Any influenza this year? Did you hear of anybody with flu? No. None. 2020 brought so much massive and worldwide fear-mongering that for the first time in human history, it appears that we are heading towards forced mandatory vaccinations. That's a quote from Dr. Simone Gold. The eternal truth is that every individual person is a sovereign and potent soul with the free will created in God's image. So what are the numbers? What are the real numbers for the risk for humanity? I want to show you what the numbers are, that if you contract COVID-19, your survivability rate with no treatment, zero treatment, this is your survivability rate. This is what we are scared of in America. If you are between 0 and 20 years old, your survivability rate is 99.997%. I didn't get this off Facebook. I got this from Dr. Simone Gold, and it also came off the CDC website. You can verify this, okay? If you're between 20 and 30, your survivability rate with no treatment whatsoever is 99.998% survivability rate. If you're between 50 and 70, and you contract SARS-CoV-2 and have no treatment whatsoever, your survivability rate is 99.5%. And if you're over 70 with no treatment whatsoever, and you contract SARS-CoV-2, your survivability rate is 95%. I am not trying to demean the loss of lives at all. But the world has been turned upside down, not the United States, the world has been turned upside down for a very minimal effective pandemic. And I refer to it as a plandemic because I saw how things went. If you're going to get early treatment, Dr. Simone Gold said, if you get early treatment, every one of these numbers right here on survivability rate should be 100% with early treatment. But we have crushed economies, we have got suicide rates up, we've got drug abuse up, we've got alcohol abuse up, all this, job losses for this. Amen. Again, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, I would never do that, but you do need to be informed. All of this, the government tells humans that we are no longer free. Y'all didn't, we haven't seen this in Alabama, but I'm going to tell you something. I was in California where we lost all our freedoms. I wasn't able to go anywhere. I went to the beach and had to wear a mask while the police patrolled us in dune buggies, okay, on the beach, out in the fresh air with nothing else around. I know what a loss of freedom feels like. I lived it for about 6 months out in California. It doesn't feel good. I'm finishing with this right here. This is Dr. Simone Gold, and I'm just going to quote her. Regardless of how much or how little you know about science or SARS-CoV-2, you know that God has mandated human beings as free, sovereign beings, and you must never comply with people who tell you otherwise. I'm sorry to tell you that there is direct evidence that the CDC, the National Institute for Health, and the FDA have all told you things that are false. You do not need to follow tyrannical orders. Still quoting. You do not need to wear a mask. You do not need to live in fear. You don't need to make an uninformed decision about a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I'm telling you this, and I'm done with that. Okay, again, I just think you need to be informed on this. So, if you will, and just think on that. You do what you want to with it. Now I'm going to preach on Babylon. Amen. The coming of Christ. Amen. I don't know if you know it, but I know the next thing on the Lord's prophetic calendar is His coming. Amen. A lot of people see that as doom and gloom. That's another thing that, you know, we kind of hate to preach on, you know. I don't see it. I see it as boom and zoom. Amen. Because I'm getting ready to get out of here. I don't know where y'all going to be, but I'm out of here. Amen. And I believe we're out of here real soon. Amen. I think everything's getting set up. It's getting lined up. It's coming into place. Amen. On my way over here. Now understand, the last prophetic thing that had to happen before the rapture could take place was Israel becoming a nation. That happened May 14th, 1948. They became a nation. There is nothing else. Nothing else that has to take place. Amen. Except for God to say, go get them. Amen. I'm ready to be gotten. Amen. There's nothing else that has to be taken. As a matter of fact, and soon after the rapture, we're going to have a rebuilding of the temple. What time I need to be through? 7:15? What time I need to be through? 7:30? Okay. I'm trying to be respectful of that. I told Brother Bowen, I don't even I'll get to my message and I'll stop when I stop, okay? So the next thing on after we get raptured is the building of the third temple in Israel. Amen. That's the way I understand it. Brother Ron, am I about right on that? That's gonna be done. And on my way in today I got an email. Well, guess what? Even the Muslims now are encouraging Israel to build the third temple. Amen. It's you can't make this stuff. I mean, it's just moving right along. I get excited about that. Amen. Well, I won't say excited. I told a buddy of mine down in Florida, I was talking to him. I said, well, we're living in exciting times. He said, well, let me ask something, Jim. He said, if you get up in bed and you stump your toe on a bedpost, is that exciting? I said, well, no. I said, well, okay, that's probably not a good one. This isn't exciting times, but I am excited about what's going to happen. Amen. Because I know my Redeemer liveth. I know where he's at, and I know he's coming back for me. Amen. That is exciting. Get with me, if you will. Turn over to Revelation chapter 18, and I have got 15 minutes, and I'll try to take less than that. Revelation chapter 18. Just look with me in verse 1 and 2 here. The Bible says, And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, in a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. I'll pray right now. Father, you know my heart. Father, you know my concern. Father, and I just want you to be here. Father, I pray that you'll use me and speak through me. Father, I want your spirit in this place. Father, help us to grow closer to you. And Father, and we do ask for your quick return. And these things I ask in the name and on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to prepare for a spiritual battle. Amen. A spiritual battle is coming our way. And whether you know it or not, as soon as you got saved, you got in that spiritual battle. You may not realize it. You may not wake up and say, I'm in this battle, but you are in a battle. The devil is after you. Amen. And he's battling for your mind. Amen. And his weapons are lies. Amen. And we are being lied to. From the father of lies, amen? It's a spiritual battle that we are in, and we need to know how to fight that battle. And I'm telling you, that battle's fixing to get more and more and more intense, amen? It's not getting any better, folks, amen? We are going to that battle. The closer we get to the coming of Christ, the greater and the more intense that battle will be, amen? You're in it. Whether you want to be or not, you don't have a choice. If you're a born-again child of God, you're in that battle, amen? And Satan is after you. It's not enough to say we need to be prepared. How do we get prepared? Y'all heard it said, we all fight the same three enemies. We have the world, we have Satan, and we have the stinking flesh that we have to battle all the time, amen? And we have that battle, we're fighting that, but now we're in a psyop war, okay? It's going to be used. I don't know, you have to know the truth, from what's going on in this world, or you will be succumbed to believe a lie. Amen? I know that's deep, but amen? You need to know the truth or you'll succumb to lies. And we're going to have more and more and more of those coming out. Satan and his minions have got a war going. They're coming after us, and it's a battle for your mind and mine. Amen? I want to talk about the Great Reset, or the Reset of Babylon. Babylonian Reset was predicted in the Scriptures. We remember back over in the Tower of Babel and Nimrod and what all happened there. Well, this Babylonian Empire is going to be set up again. Now, what Satan's going to do is mimic what Christ is. Christ is going to set up his kingdom, but before that happens, the Antichrist will mimic in this Babylonian Empire. And this is what we're going to. The Antichrist is going to be the ruler. It's going to involve a three-legged stool. It's going to involve economics. It's going to involve government. And it's going to involve religion. And I want to, if I can find my notes here. Economically, and I don't know how much y'all follow. Let me tell you something. I've been off work since last July, so I've been soaking up a lot of information. Amen. That's not a good thing. Patty says you need to go get a job. You know, get out of the house. No, I'm just kidding. But economics, we are seeing a lot of things change. I don't know how much you know about digital currency, but the Bitcoin value just went up 400%. You have cryptocurrency. You have implantable chips. The size of a grain of rice that can be put in, and they did this in Wisconsin several years ago, just a small grain of rice they injected here, and now people can go in and go into the vending machines and go into the cafeteria and just hold their hand up and pay for that stuff. How cool is that? I mean, how much more convenient can you get? Amen? And you know, you just go in and you pay for it. If you don't have a right hand, I don't know what, you know, if you don't have a right hand, maybe they can put it somewhere else. I have no idea, you know, but maybe, you know. I know this, they're coming up with things now, and the technology is out there to sit there and put a chip in you that's run by a battery that can hold all your financial information, your health information, your credit information. You don't even have, if you don't have a right arm, don't worry about it. They'll find a place to put it, amen? It's all there. It's set up, amen? Don't carry those stinking credit cards. Have you seen how credit cards have evolved? You remember how we used to go in? So most everybody here is older. Nick might not remember. You used to put a credit card in, and you slide it, you know, and then you'd have to sign it and all that. And then they came up and got you, and then you had to slice it, you know, you swipe it. And it wouldn't read because you had it backwards, and you had to slice it again, you know. And so now you just get your chip ready, and you throw it up in there, and it reads. How cool would it be if we didn't have to carry that? I mean, if I can just go in and just maybe have a scan somewhere, amen, and not have to worry about it. Antichrist is setting up a Babylonian empire that's going to mimic everything God does. You have a false religion. The Pope just went over 2 days ago to the Ur of Chaldees and held a multicultural, he got everybody together to have a prayer for peace that included Islams, or Muslims, Christians, Jews, and atheists. He got them all together and had this prayer. Jesus Christ was not mentioned one time in his prayer for peace. Amen. Now, I've been watching this thing. He's been going around doing this, but it didn't start with him. Rick Warren, Saddleback Church in California, he started the thing called Chrislam. I was wondering how all the religions were going to get together, because the Bible does talk about a one world religion. I don't know if this is it, but I do know it's coming together. It's funny how the Pope picked the Year of Chaldees. You know where that is? It's in Iraq. You know what Iraq is? That's ancient Babylon. Do you know that that's the exact same place where he was at, where child sacrifices were carried out, and God told Abraham to get out of there, turn his back on that place, and never return. And that's the exact place that here the other day the Pope decides to go and have a prayer for peace with all these groups. That's not the only thing happening right now. Thank you, Brother Nick. I'm I do appreciate that. I'm up here. Germany last week, this came out, this week, Germany's to begin construction on a Chrislam House of One. What are they going to do? They're getting all the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians and the atheists together, and they're going to have a church of one. Amen? Come together and sing Kumbaya. Amen? This is just, I'm just reading you stuff from this week that's come across my desk. Event 201 back in October of 29. I'm not going to get back on the virus thing, but it's just funny that Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum went to John Hopkins Center and had a forum on a pandemic of a coronavirus that just might come around. That was in October of 2019. It was so put together, they even gave out little stuffed animals of little stuffed viruses. Amen? You don't think we've been played? You don't think this stuff's happened? This is, I mean, you know why I call it a plandemic? Amen? Pfizer CEO, my buddy from Kansas, sent me this yesterday. He works for Pfizer in Kansas. And I kid him all the time. But anyway, he sent me this. Pfizer CEO had a trip planned to Israel and had to cancel it. Why did he have to cancel it, you say? I'm glad you asked. Israel, last week, launched their QR code, COVID-19 Digital Vaccine Green Pass. So you cannot go anywhere in Israel. You can't enter Israel. And once you're there, if you're there, you can't go anywhere unless you have that COVID-19 pass. That COVID-19 pass, the way you get it is you get the jab, you get the shot, or you show medical proof that you had COVID-19 and you recovered from it. They have been locked down so tight and so strict for so long that they're willing to do anything to regain their freedom. And they did it. They are the most highly vaccinated country in the world right now. The European Union, this came out this week also, the European Union will introduce a digital green pass legislation this month requiring all citizens to show proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. You don't think it's coming here? I mean, whether you agree with it or not, if you want to get the vaccine, that's fine, but that you should not ever, we should not lose our freedoms. That should not be a mandatory thing. Amen? If you want to get it, you ought to have the choice of getting it. But it ought to be a choice. What do you mean? Amen. Gates created a COVID-19 pass for L.A. the school system. I watched a little cartoon on that, and this little girl is scared to death to go, and she's showing her getting her laptop, and says, all you got to do is answer these few questions every day on her laptop. These school kids, and it shows her getting in the car at the end of the day and saying, Daddy, I was scared and everything, but now I feel so safe because now I know everybody has got this pass that I have, and we're all safe in school. People are putting their trust more in man-made items than they are in God. I'm not saying don't be safe. Don't get me wrong. Please don't misunderstand me. They used to make fun of me even when I was in nursing school. I'm OCD about my hands. I'm washing my hands all the time. Okay, I don't know how I ever, you know, I'm OCD about it. I'm not saying don't be cautious. I'm not saying don't take precautions. I'm not, you know, if I see somebody that doesn't look sick or sneezing over there, I'm going to kind of hold my breath while I'm in the area till I get out of the area. I'm not saying don't be cautious, but where are we putting our trust? I don't have time getting my message. That's okay. To date, 25 million people have died from COVID-19, more than 95% less than died from Spanish flu. That wasn't even what I was going to do. What we're going to see is setting the stage for the Great Tribulation. Amen? It's coming. And all these things, the religion, the currency, and the world reset, that is coming for that. Now, what you've got to do, I'm just going to tell you what I did. The Bible says that he that loses life must gain it, and he's going to gain his life, lose it. Amen? That's not talking about salvation. That's talking about servitude. Amen? And so if you don't, you're going to lose some things. This thing's not going away. And until you come up, and I want to tell you something, even with our country, Joe Biden just signed off on a world tax, which is going to begin. Joe Biden is not even carrying on the conversations with the world leaders. I know for a fact, I saw the transcripts from where Kamala Harris was the one speaking with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. She's already moved in. And things are headed that way. And I'm going to tell you, I honestly believe that it started last year with a global attempt, and it's just going to keep moving. And I think with Biden and Harris in there, it's going to streamline it, and we're going to see more and more and more things that are going to upset us. Now, what we have to do, we have to understand this is a spiritual war. What we have to do, we have to understand that our God is still in control. Amen. We do have to understand that we're only promised to get out of here before the tribulation. Amen. Which things can happen before that? Like Bill Grady said, I'm pre-trib, but I'm post-perilous times. We may have to endure some perilous times. But I want to tell you this. I believe this with all my heart. Things are not going to change. People are gaining on this, and they're going to say, well, if I'll do this, then maybe we'll go back to normal. If I wear my mask, if I social distance, if I take my vaccine, I'll go back to my normal life. Folks, it's not going to happen. We're not going back to a normal life. They're talking about a new normal. It's not going to happen. We are here. This thing's not going to turn around. We have got to, our country, people talking about fighting our country. I've been called anti-patriot and anti-Trump and everything else, but we're not going back. I'm sorry. The best thing we can do is to grieve the loss, and I have been grieving the loss of my country, just like other folks around the world have been doing. They love their countries too. I don't think nobody loves their country any more than I do. But I'm just going to be honest with you. This thing is global. It's not going away. Now, that is an opinion, and you can have your own opinion about that. But I say that we're going to have to... excuse me. We're going to have to accept the things that are going on, and we're going to have to trust in God, or either you're going to trust in man to help you out through it. Amen? You've got a choice. And that should be a choice and not mandatory, though. You know, a lot of people, talking about our country, they're saying that we need to rise up and take it back. Rise up and take back! I don't see that in my Bible. I'm sorry. I said, "Seem need to look up because I'm going to be taken out." Amen. Times are different. Times are different. Am I going to let you come in? And I don't want to seem pacifist, but I'm telling you, we are done for in America. We're done for. I've grieved it. I have. Try to lose things. I've had my life going in a certain direction. I had certain plans. I had things I wanted to do. I wanted to do things with my grandbabies like you want to do with yours. I had all these great, great plans and things. But you know what? I put all that aside because I realized it's not going back. I realized this back last April. You can ask my wife. I said, this is it. I don't want to sing doom and gloom, but I tell you what, just because of the prophetic things that happens in the Bible and what I do know about the Bible, it's going to get worse. Thank you. God bless you. Good night. It's going to get worse. But we are promised that it's going to end one day soon. We're going to have to make some changes. We're going to have to grieve some things. We're going to have to get over some things. But it's going to get... I know the end, amen? I know the end. I know where we're headed. And folks, Bill Grady got up here and joked about the last verses in the Bible being 2021. And I've made that same joke. But I believe we're close. I really do. We may be here next year. We may not. I don't know. We may be here in 2 years. I don't know. But we need to be prepared, because it's going to be a spiritual battle, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Let's pray. Father, I come to you and thanking you being so good to us. Father, I thank you for your word and your promises in it, Father. And no matter what happens, you are still our God. Father, you still will supply all our needs. You still take care of us, Father. You still love us, Father. I ask for your guidance and direction, Father. Please don't let anything I've said be taken the wrong way, Father. What I said out of love, I pray that you'll lay it on the hearts of the people listening, Father, that they'll know that I think we ought to be able to have a wise decision, Father. And I thank you for all you've done for us and all you're going to do for us. Be with Brother Andrew as he's out, Father. I ask that you'll bless him in a special way. I know he wants to be here with his church. And all these things I ask in the name and on the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.